Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. It's such a joy to connect with you again today. Welcome to another moment of refreshing with God's Word. I pray today's message blesses your heart, opens your eyes wider, and fills your spirit with awe for the one who made it all. Today's message is titled, The Beauty of God's Creation, and our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, which says, The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Let me begin with a story, not a fictional one, but a real story, straight from Scripture. In the book of Job, we meet a man who had lost everything, his wealth, his health, even his children. In his anguish, Job asked God deep and difficult questions. Then, in Job 38, God responded, not with rebuke, but with a breathtaking reminder of his power through creation. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Job 38, verse 4. God pointed Job to the sunrise, the seas, the constellations, and the boundaries of the earth, reminding him that even in confusion and pain, God's creation tells a story of order, a story of power, a story of intentional beauty. Look around you today, what do you see? Maybe you're near a window. Maybe you've walked past a tree or watched the clouds roll across the sky. Did you pause, just for a moment, to see God's fingerprint? Creation isn't just pretty, it preaches. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Have you ever stood by the ocean and felt small? Or looked up at the stars on a clear night and sensed something divine? That's not coincidence. That's intentional design. That's God showing off his majesty. His creation speaks without words, and yet it shouts his glory. Let's talk. Can you still see it? Let me ask you, when last did you stop and just observe the beauty of the world around you? In our fast-paced lives, we're often rushing, from task to task, from meeting to meeting. But nature whispers to us daily, slow down, God is near. Jesus himself would often withdraw to quiet places, mountains, gardens, lakesides, not just to rest, but to reconnect with the Father through the canvas of creation. Luke chapter 5 verse 16 emphasized, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Maybe it's time we followed his example. God didn't create the world in monotone. He gave us color, variety, rhythm, and life. From the tiniest ant to the roaring thunder, all of it reveals something about him. His wisdom, his joy, his order, and yes, his love. Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says, For since the creation of the world God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen. Nature isn't just pretty, it's personal. It's God's invitation to you to notice him. So I invite you today, take a walk. Look up, breathe in, notice. Can you see his handiwork? Can you hear his voice in the rustling leaves? Can you feel his warmth in the sunlight? He's closer than you think. Take a moment to reflect on these things. What aspect of creation most reminds you of God's power? How can you be more mindful of his presence in the world around you? What distractions keep you from pausing to see his handiwork? As you step into today, don't let the beauty around you pass you by. Let every tree, every breeze, every sunrise remind you. You are loved by a God of indescribable creativity. You are seen by the artist who painted the universe, and he is still painting beautiful things in your life. Let his creation remind you that your life has purpose, design, and beauty too. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonder of your creation. The skies, the trees, the stars, the rivers, they all tell of your glory. Open our eyes today to see you in everything around us. Let your creation remind us of your nearness and majesty. As we go about our day, fill our hearts with awe and gratitude. Let peace settle over every listener today, and may joy bubble up as we remember we are loved by the same God who shaped the mountains and carved the seas. We commit our day into your hands, order our steps, and help us shine like the sun you created. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If this message encouraged you today, share it with someone. Let's remind the world, God's beauty is everywhere. Let's look for it together. Blessings to you, beloved. Go out today and see his handiwork all around you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.